The Fortescue chairman says he'll continue to campaign against the strategies of iron ore rivals BHP Billiton and Rio Tinto. Andrew Forrest has accused the federal government of succumbing to intense pressure from the major miners and backing down on a parliamentary inquiry into iron ore prices. The government has pulled its support for an inquiry into whether BHP Billiton and Rio Tinto are driving prices lower to send their smaller competitors broke. Mr. Forrest says he took Tony Abbott's previous indication that he would support an inquiry seriously.
I have expressed disappointment with the decision. I know the pressure which the government has been under. It's unprecedented lobbying. I think it's probably even further pressure than what the previous Labor government came under when they brought in a mining tax which the multinationals would never pay.
The Australian share market has ended the session fairly flat and has finished the week lower. Energy stocks managed to offset some losses in the banking sector. By the close, the All Ords and the ASX 200 index added less than a tenth of a percent each. Gold miner Newcrest and energy producer Santos added over 2% each. Cardno recovered recent heavy losses. Qantas was among the worst performers, and Oraton dropped 13% after saying it now expects no earnings growth in the second half and is tipping a 66% fall in full-year earnings. Across the region, Japan's Nikkei is on the rise. There are strong gains in China. The Hang Seng is up over 1.5%, and Shanghai's composite index has jumped more than 2%. The Australian dollar is currently buying 79.25 US cents.